coming into the second practice of the evening and allowing ourselves just to settle back once more. Becoming aware of our posture. Checking into our posture, if you like. Being aware of how our bodies are feeling. Just allowing ourselves to relax, to drop down into the support, into the ground. And feeling the sensations of touch and of pressure. Perhaps feeling the coolness of the air on your skin. And just noticing how our bodies are feeling in general. Coming to the breath. Noticing the breath coming in and out of our bodies. Feeling the breath. The movements of the breath. So we're not thinking about the breath. So the invitation is simply to bring awareness to the flow and the feeling of breath in the body. Releasing tension with every out-breath. Releasing discomfort and stress from the body. Relaxing deeply into the support. And getting this sense of settling and of grounding. Being supported and being held. So allowing the body and the mind to come to rest as best you can. So allowing this sense of relaxing, of letting go, releasing breath out of the body and relaxing, releasing tension, and coming to rest. allowing the muscles to release their tension, dropping the body even further downwards into the support. So body resting on the ground, on the support, and also allowing the mind to come to rest in the body. Reaching this position where the body and mind come together as one. We rest in awareness. Awareness of our breath. Awareness of our body. And awareness of our minds. And resting in this awareness, we notice what is arising for us. So sensations in the body will arise and fall away. Thoughts in the mind will arise and fall away. Feelings and emotions will arise and fall away. So we allow ourselves to be. There is nothing that we need to do. There is no goals to be achieved. So tell yourselves that you don't need to do anything. So we rest with the body, with the breath. And the process of cultivating insight is one of coming to rest and witnessing witnessing what is happening. So we can witness the breath in the body. We witness and observe sensations from our bodies, which are coming and going. And seeing if we can bring some curiosity to the process. Almost a sense of fun. Not seeing it as a threat. So we look and we watch with a degree of humor. When you are feeling ready, noticing the activity that's happening in your mind. And sensing if you can feel into your mind. Getting an overall perspective. Is your mind busy? Perhaps there's lots of thoughts. Perhaps it's quiet and calm and peaceful. Perhaps there's tension in the mind. But you are not required to do anything except to look and observe what is happening. So observing the thoughts that arise. Making the thoughts, if you like, the focus of your attention. And bringing awareness to what the mind does with the thoughts that arise. So we notice this to see when the mind is becoming distracted and bind into those thoughts. So remaining grounded in your body and in your breath, but sitting in your seat as a spectator, if you like, to what is happening in your mind. Noticing if the mind is making any associations between the thoughts that we're having, any memories, perhaps there's feelings that accompany those thoughts. So noticing what is happening in the body. Perhaps noticing if your mind is clear or dull. Perhaps noticing if there's a mix of mind, of thinking and emotion that produces a feeling state in the body. Unease, so just being curious, because all these will change of their own accord. So we're just checking these out, checking out our thoughts, checking out the associations we're making. Checking out any change in mood. And we're just getting to know them as they all come and go. So we sit with the body, with the breath. And we notice exactly what our minds are doing. So, and if we notice that we've got pulled into distraction, when and we're already engaged with the thinking mind, and we've got pulled into the thoughts, into the memories, the associations, then we notice this and come right back to the feeling of the breath in the body. We come back to witness, to be a spectator to our thoughts. So we can simply notice without engaging with them. And we can also look and see as to the kind of thoughts that we're having. Are we thinking about the past? Are our thoughts ones of daydreaming? Noticing if we're commenting on our thoughts right now. Noticing if we're analyzing past events. Perhaps our thoughts are in the future. Coming back to this sense of groundedness, of resting with the breath, with the body. Just feeling your own presence right now. Being here. Being right here. So bringing awareness to what is happening exactly in our minds, irrespective of what that is, just begins this process of recognition, of recognizing what is happening. Memories, associations, storylines. Noticing the mind, recognizing its own judgments as we pass judgment on our thoughts. And if we find that we're struggling or striving a bit of wanting things to be different, just seeing if we can release this tendency and just come back to rest with our experience just now. even if we strive and struggle against something, or try to get rid of some thoughts, whilst grasping on to other thoughts, we are trying to achieve a particular state, then our awareness will be taking up with this struggle. And we will lose our ability to see and observe and witness what is happening. So coming right back to feeling your own presence. Body resting on the ground. Mind resting in the body. Relaxing back once more. So the process is one of resting. Simply resting with what is. So that we can notice the distraction. And the way in which the mind engages and buys into thinking. So we simply allow these thoughts to be released by disengaging with them. Just simply coming back to the present moment, being here, sitting here, in your body and in your breath.